Lots of countries are taking a keen interest in the American presidential race, including NATO ally Turkey. Commentators have called President Trump's relationship with Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan a bromance, albeit one with some rough patches. But as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul, Erdogan and Democratic candidate Joe Biden have no such connection.
In late 2016, Erdogan went on 60 Minutes to talk about how disappointed he'd been with the outgoing Obama-Biden administration. He said on Syria and other issues, they had failed to rise to the occasion. He's heard through an interpreter.
Well, let me be very frank in my remarks, and I've been known for my candor. I wouldn't speak the truth if I said I was not disillusioned, because I am disillusioned.
Some 4 years later, Joe Biden has no compliments for Erdogan either. Biden told the New York Times earlier this year that Washington should support the Turkish opposition, quote, to be able to take on and defeat Erdogan at the ballot box. Now Erdogan, who's enjoyed regular phone calls and multiple visits with Trump, sees the U.S. president trailing behind Biden in the polls. It was just last November when Erdogan sat in the White House and basked in warm praise from Trump, an avowed admirer of strong leaders.
The president and I have been... We've been very good friends. We've been friends for a long time, almost from day one.
From Erdogan's perspective, Trump did him a favor when he pulled U.S. troops in northern Syria out of the way of a Turkish offensive. This was despite the fact that the Turks were attacking U.S. allies, Kurdish forces that had beaten back Islamic State fighters. But at the White House with Erdogan looking on, Trump appeared to take Turkey's side.
I understand the problems that they've had, including many people from Turkey being killed in the area that we're talking about. And he has to do something about that also. It's not a one-way street.
There were moments of harsh rhetoric as well, such as the time Trump tweeted a threat to totally destroy and obliterate the Turkish economy during a dispute over an American pastor in a Turkish prison. And there was the letter he sent telling Erdogan to restrain his attack on the Kurds. "Don't be a tough guy," he wrote. "Don't be a fool." But in general, Turkey's foreign policy has been more adventurous during Trump's tenure, in Libya, in Syria, and the South Caucasus. So which would be better for Turkey, 4 more years of Trump or a Biden White House? Turkey analyst Sinan Olgun with the Center for Economics and Foreign Policy Studies says for one thing, a Biden administration would likely have a less mercurial foreign policy.
The fact that the U.S. will return to a hopefully more composed, more mature policymaking environment should also help Turkey, like the rest of the world.
On the other hand, Olgun says a Biden administration would also be more likely to pay attention to Turkey's record of jailing journalists, academics, and other critics.
Oh, definitely. I think so. Pressure will mount on Turkey performing better on democratic freedoms.
And for Erdogan in particular, Olgun says, his personal relationship with a new U.S. president might not yield the kind of benefits he's seen for the past 4 years. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.